initially probably a little bit disappointed with the amount of jail time that he was given. But I can understand, you know, the judges obviously, you know, passing judgment on the law back in 1974. And obviously 18 months and then 14 months of that suspended. So certainly for the crimes this guy's committed, you would think that would be a bit light on. I mean, he's got five victims and 15 convictions. You would have thought that maybe more jail time than that in this particular case with two more victims would have been in order.
Is there any indication he might appeal what he's been given?
He's already appealed, and I forget, it's June. He's already appealed. They reckon he'll be out on bail tonight, and it's set for June sometime, the appeal in the county court.
If he appeals it, is there a possibility he could get an increased sentence, perhaps?
Yes, I think that's what I sort of read into what the judge was doing today. I think she gave him probably a rather light sentence in the hope to get him into jail, and that he may consider not appealing it. And I'm sure that if he does go back to the county court with the appeal, which obviously he's going to do, that they would certainly review the fact that it was a very light sentence, and hopefully they may increase the jail time.
What sort of message do you think this sends to people who have experienced child sex abuse?
A little bit of a mixed message. I think that, you know, his previous three victims, which obviously I'm one of, you know, the message was not clear at all. I mean, there's no jail time, so it would make you very reluctant to go forward and have charges pressed. But, you know, certainly the two brave men today that did go forward were, you know, very brave in what they did. And, you know, I think that whilst they'll be disappointed that it wasn't a longer jail term, I'm sure that, you know, they'd be grateful that he did get some jail time.
All right, and what do we know about Stephen Farrell's life these days? What's he doing, you know? Is he still a teacher?
No, I think they read out in court that he's in IT. He's got his own IT business. You know, and obviously, you know, they're using the fact that he hasn't offended for over 40 years as a reason why the judge should be very, very lenient. But at the end of the day, he did commit the crimes, and he does need to pay for committing those crimes. It'd be like if I robbed 15 banks back in 1974 or murdered 15 people, I'm sure they'd still put me in jail for those crimes, even though I hadn't committed them again for 40 years. Look forward to going down, and you know, hopefully it's in the county court with the appeal that the magistrate can sort of have a look at it and maybe give him some extra jail time for his trouble. He certainly deserves it, and I certainly commend the two brave men that were there today. They were my classmates in 1974, and are very, very brave men to come forward and have these charges brought before the court.